In 1961, Alan and Sandra Jaffe established Preservation Hall in New Orleans, and from there sprung Preservation Hall Jazz Band, which is going to give us the opportunity to bring in the holidays on December 22nd right here in El Paso at 7:30 p.m. at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium with a Creole Christmas. And joining me now is the son of founders Alan and Sandra Jaffe, the creative director of Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Ben Jaffe, coming to us from New Orleans. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
I'm super. I hear you're just between flights in and out and around and getting ready to perform right there at Preservation Hall tonight.
That's right. We literally touched down a few minutes ago, and I'm headed down to Preservation Hall where we're performing tonight.
Excellent.
And that's where we perform when we're not on the road.
Connecting with the home crowd.
Always, always.
Nice thing to do. Well, give us the story of growing up. How is it to be the son of the co-founders of this legacy?
I was blessed to grow up in the heart of New Orleans in the French Quarter. It was really something that I never really understood until years later, exactly how unique my childhood was.
You thought everybody had that, huh?
I really didn't know, because most of the people that I grew up around or that I was around were involved in music and played music and attended music and were involved in the community. And in New Orleans, if you're a part of the greater cultural community in New Orleans, music plays an important role in your life.
Music and good food, I suspect.
Absolutely. One, in New Orleans, one. You can't have one without the other.
There you go. Could you describe Preservation Hall? What is it that makes that venue unique?
Physically, there's not much to it. It's a very modest space. It's in a very old building, one of the oldest buildings in the French Quarter. But it's very small. And, you know, we only fit about 60 or 70 people in there at any time. There's no amplification or microphones, and there's no drinks. People come there to really to listen to music and to have a very, very unique experience.
How often is the place filled? Is it open 24/7?
We're open 7 nights a week. We're open 8 to 11 every night, and
awesome.
People come and stand in line and enjoy the sights and sounds of the French Quarter. Actually, standing in line at Preservation Hall is a tradition unto itself.
Even the line is cool.
Even the line is a tradition.
Well, I know that you are, I believe you're in your 40s. Is that correct, early 40s?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me about the rest of the group? I believe there are 7 members. Is that standard?
There's 7 members in the Preservation Hall band, and the group is a reflection, really, of our musical community.
Mm-hmm.
It's evolved over the years. From the original members who were in the early 1960s, many of the original members were already legends. They were already well into their 70s and 80s. In fact, the oldest member of the band originally was Papa John Joseph, who was already in his 90s.
Whoa.
In the 1960s. So over the years, the membership has evolved, and today the band is comprised of 7 musicians who really reflect the music community of New Orleans today. We're all from musical families, and we all had musicians at one time or another in our family or members of the Preservation Hall band.
These fellows are not imports. They weren't brought in just to play under the label of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. There are real deep connections to New Orleans and to the music community there.
Yeah, that it wouldn't be Preservation Hall if we weren't a evolution of the of New Orleans musical history. You know, if we weren't fourth and fifth generation New Orleans musicians, Preservation Hall really wouldn't be fulfilling its purpose.
And you're gigging how many nights of the year?
Oh, we play quite often. We do maybe 200 shows a year.
Wow.
In and outside of New Orleans.
Now, when you travel outside the country, give us some examples of the kind of receptions, the way that the foreign crowds receive your music. Any bizarre responses or particularly heartwarming ones?
Well, no, I mean, the band is well-received, really, wherever we travel. We've definitely been blessed to have achieved a certain distinction. You know, when you're around for 50 years and you become a musical institution, it's amazing, you know, how far you can travel from home and be received.
I cannot imagine any city on the planet where you would not receive an excellent welcome and a big audience. You're bound to bring out enthusiasm wherever you go.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful part of being a member of this organization and a member of the band, is really the connection we have to audiences really throughout the United States and really throughout the world and wherever we travel.
In the various venues that you play, do you have a favorite one where you really feel plugged in and home, is other than, of course, Preservation Hall itself? Are there the smaller venues, the huge halls, or does it just depend on...
Oh, you know, it's impossible to choose one venue because it's really the experience for us of making music. It's a very, very special experience making music in a theater in front of people. You know, it's a communal experience, and it's a blessing to be able to do what we do. So, you know, every experience is unique in its own way, and you just never know when the spirit's going to hit, you know. You never know where you're going to be or when it's going to come, but it's something you strive for every time you play music.
Well, there are so many fantastic standards. I suspect you all both cringe and have to smile every time somebody requests, of course, When the Saints, so on and so forth. I think you charge extra for that one, don't you?
Well, you know, it's like anything. You know, it's a blessing and a curse at the same time. But I think that, you know, for us, it's more important when the song has some connection to the people that we're performing it for.
Sure.
It may have some connection to someone's past. It may be a song that somebody played at someone's a relative's funeral, which happens quite often, or a song from somebody's childhood. So we always keep in mind that, you know, our music does touch people in very unique ways, and that's something that we honor as often as we can, and that we're very, very respectful of.
Yeah, well, people love it, and that makes a big difference when it's what they want to hear. For Creole Christmas in particular, what are some of the tunes that you'll be featuring?
We try to play songs that are upbeat and joyous and a celebration of the season and everything that we believe is special about this time of year, family and community and peace and love and joy. Those are all things that we try to touch while we're performing. So we dig into our songbook a little bit, and we find those songs that are reflective of the season. And we even rework a few holiday classics in the New Orleans style. So it's quite an exciting, fun, and joyous evening.
Does improvisation ever crop up in a way that surprises and delights even the musicians on stage?
Well, it's definitely a part of what takes place. It's a constant musical conversation that's going on. On stage, and improvisation is at the root of what we of what we do. You know, whether it's rhythmic improvisation or harmonic improvisation or soloing or extending songs or whatever it is, it's one of those beautiful things that takes place amongst musicians, particularly musicians who've played together for so long together.
Can you ever
develop a rapport with one another?
Can you ever really surprise each other anymore?
You know, it's kind of like, you know, being married for an extended period of time. You know, you have to seek the spice of life.
See if you can throw each other just for fun.
Yes.
Are any of you composers?
A lot of the musicians in the band are composers and arrangers, but most of the guys are very, very accomplished musicians.
Oh, yes.
And writing music is something as a musician, it's something that you do sometimes for yourself, sometimes for the band. And something that, you know, is part of our musical tradition.
I want to thank the creative director of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Ben Jaffe, who is also son of the founders of Preservation Hall in New Orleans, Alan and Sandra Jaffe, for joining us today, previewing the Creole Christmas performance, which will be taking place here at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium, Saturday, December 22nd at 7:30 p.m. And tickets are available through the UTEP Ticket Center or through Ticketmaster. If you want to know more about Preservation Hall, you can go to preservationhall.com/band. Ben, thank you so much for joining us, and safe travels.
Great. Thank you so much.